Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Finally, after 5 years of product failures, my 35th offer actually worked. And my next 55 products generated over $11 million in sales in just 4 years. But after seeing the flaws in my business, I decided to shut it all down and restart from scratch, as us entrepreneurs do. Follow me and the other capitalist pig-loving entrepreneurs as I continue my journey towards $100 million in sales. I'm your host, Steve J. Larson, and welcome to Season 2 of Sales Funnel Radio.
What's going on with Steve Larson? Welcome back to another episode of Sales Funnel Radio that'll probably be so awesome you'll delete all other podcast shows. Just kidding. One of the reasons why I like a podcast platform so much is that, well, A, there's been a lot of studies that have shown, like, if you're a podcast listener, you're most likely a six-figure earner. It also is a signifier that you are doing something else. How many of us just sit in a chair and only listen to a podcast? Very rarely. So I do podcasts specifically because I'm talking to active people who have created some cash in their life. You know what I mean? I love YouTube because it's very visual and I can go deeper with it. They're different tools. In my mind, it's not like the less the better, but that's the two I like. This episode, I wanted to jump in and kind of give you some criteria for the things that I've been asking these companies as we're in conversations to buy them. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, listen to the previous episode, because I kind of announced that that's what I've been working on, is that I'm taking the funnelology skill set and I'm never going to leave funnel land, but my active marketing and talking and offer focus is in the really two markets up size. Like, just, I skipped one, went right to, you know, anyway. So this lady that I was chatting with a few days ago about her business, and it's been fun. We're learning. I don't like getting funding, and I throw rocks heavily at the notion of getting funding for an unproven business model. The reason I bring this up is because I've been misquoted. People are like, Steve's against VC funding. I'm against the type of funding where the entrepreneur is taking out a loan for something that is unproven, has had no cash flow. They've never tried to sell it before. They never made the thing. And they're like, let me get funding or a business loan. Barf. No. But, you know, if you want to take things to the next level, it often will involve some kind of capital from somewhere. Whether you just want to take some chips off the table, you're like, hey, I got a 2-comma club and I want to sell out a little bit, get some more help. That's exactly what we're doing, you know, or someone wants to actually go sell out. I've had a few people tell me, like, if you're planning on selling your business, then you're not building the right one in the first place. And I completely disagree. Like, knowing what a business is like and what that's like to sell one, I think is one of the excitements of one of the reasons I got in entrepreneurship. You know, all depends on what you want. Anyway, I digress. So I'm chatting with this lady, and for some context, my formulas that I've made, a funnel, in my strong, unwavering opinion, is nothing more than the automation of a message and an offer. If you can nail your offer and you get the messaging down, boom, like with a little bit of hook writing, you got yourself a funnel. Traffic is nothing more than a hook and messaging problem. It has very little to do with the channel you go after, in my opinion. Obviously, all channels. I'm saying, like, the difference between a YouTube and Facebook ads, right? Obviously, that traffic is pre-framed and acts differently as it hits the funnel, but it's still a matter of solving the hook problem. It's a hook issue. Traffic is a messaging and hook issue. That's it. You solve that problem, you have traffic, and you dump it into various channels. And it seems to be the pattern for all the times that I've done it and helped others as well. So my formulas that I've used so far have been very much focused on the, hey, brand new business person, or person who has made sales but wants to, you know, get to like at least a couple million a year. Here's some formulas that I use to design and launch an offer. And here's the funnel, and there's the traffic part, fulfillment design, stuff like that. The very last step in my 12-part process is evergreen. And evergreen meaning automation of traffic, automation of appropriate, you know, amounts of fulfillment, automation of, it's automation. It's the automation that a CEO is looking at. It's the automation that a marketer is looking at. And it's honestly the step in my 12-part framework. I call it the build and launch framework, or the, you know, the offer and launch framework. It's the step that I probably have spent the least amount of time in the funnel market going through, because most aren't ready for that step. Most are automating too early. And you can automate too fast, you know. And so what's been really fun, let me go full circle now. What's been really fun is by chatting with these different companies and like, hey, we're interested in buying you, but I got to know more about you. In our, you know, in our partnership, I am the equivalent of a marketing underwriter, where there are others in our partnership that are doing like the finance underwriting and the more traditional of what the term underwriting even means. So I'm the marketing underwriter. So how on earth do I underwrite marketing for a company, right? And most would look at, you know, and I look at like traffic stats, and I'm looking to see, you know, what different conversion rates are. And I'm walking top of funnel the whole way through and seeing where the baseline is. And are there opportunities for us to grow here or there? Like, so, but among those, like the purpose of me doing this podcast comes all the way back to very simple square one baseline questions. Funnelland, like we continue to shove down the throats of people inside building sales funnels. Do you publish, right? Can you talk about it, what you're doing? Are you willing to get interviewed? Are you willing to interview? Are you willing to build content? And what's been so cool is what Marley and I have built together is this YouTube business that does that. And so as we're going around and like, you know, starting to buy companies, it's been a natural pairing for me to make them customers of what Marley and I built, because that's a very evergreen style business. Like that's what it solves for people, right? It's slow and low, consistent videos that will live beyond you, right? That bring traffic, that bring attention, that bring people your way. So it's been really fun to go full circle. Like, look, hey, person who's never heard of funnels before, do you publish? You know, have you spent money on ads? Have you not? You know what? It's traffic, traffic, traffic. That's the first question. And it's the question I'm really asking is, what distribution channels have you built? The second question I'm asking is, what distribution channels could we easily get access to? So guess what the next question I'm really diving into is? The freaking Dream 100. It's the Dream 100. It's, hey, if we were to set up a collaboration with you and that influencer in your same area, like what do you think the probability is that they will do some kind of collaboration with you? You see what I'm saying? Like it's been so fun to apply this to a much bigger style of business and see that it translates both ways, small business and bigger ones. But the questions that I'm asking are often the ones that people like roll their eyes and drag their feet on. Are you willing to publish? What is your Dream 100 list? Or I ask the, you know, something that we'll understand on that if they don't.
Hey, I hope you're enjoying the episode. Let me interrupt for just 1 minute here. One time I was speaking on the stage at this event, this guy picked up a microphone and he said, Steve, when do Facebook ads begin paying off? And I remember looking confused and just asking back, like, what do you mean? He repeated the question and said, well, we've been spending a lot of money on Facebook ads for a long time now, and we're just wondering when this begins to all pay off, when we actually start making money from the ad. I said, wait, Facebook ads are not an investment. They don't pay off someday. This is direct response marketing. So if we don't get a payoff within the first few days, we turn off the ads. How much money have you spent? I will never forget the look at this guy's face as he realized he had the completely wrong mindset about ads. And he said, we've spent over $250,000 without any return on ads at all. My stomach fell out of my body. Look, this is direct response marketing, meaning we measure the direct response of our marketing. That's why ads are the holy grail of marketing. They're not an investment that pays off someday, sorry colleges, because every dollar spent on ads should return with another dollar very soon. That's what my good friend John Parks and I are doing, the Chief Ads Officer Workshop on May 15th through the 17th. John has spent over $150 million in Facebook ads profitably and manages the ads accounts for some of the biggest names out there. John is going to take 50 business owners through his unique Facebook ads process while you follow along. At the end, you're going to have your own account running. I simply asked John to show us what's working best today in the ads world right now. John told me that one of the hardest parts of running ads today is finding the right person to do it. traditional org charts don't really have a spot for the ad buyer. So this workshop will help you install a new role, whether in-house or if you go higher, the new role of chief ads officer inside your business. This workshop is both for those who want to learn ads themselves or for those who want to learn to communicate with their media buyer better. The workshop is only happening one time in person in my event studio in Boise, Idaho, May 15th through the 17th, and all the details are at chiefadsofficer.com. Go to chiefadsofficer.com right now to save your seat and get more details. We can't wait to see you there. Let's get back to the episode.
I know what that is, right? Are you willing to be the attractive character for the next 3 to 5 years? And if they're not, that's fine. Most companies don't have an attractive character. If they do, it brings a lot of speed to the business. It's not a necessity, but it's like certainly affects if we are going to buy it. Are you willing to learn? Can I coach you just a little bit? This is not a coaching program. We're becoming business partners. I'm buying part of your business or all of it. And how coachable are you? How much of this have you learned on your own? I'm asking all the core questions we all hear back in the sales funnel world. It's all the crap no one wants to do. And they try to find as long as possible ways around it, you know? Like, well, I haven't launched my channel yet because I'm still figuring out the funnel. I'm like, you're wasting time. You're wasting valuable time to document you building the thing. You don't publish once it's done. You publish and then start building, right? And that's just how it works. So it's been fun to like look at some of these companies as they don't understand the underlying reasons that this is important, but have still chosen to do it. And that's the point of this episode. It's like, if you're like, man, I want to get bigger. Do you have an actual Dream 100 list written? Do you do anything with those people? It's the fastest way to access massive distribution. Easily, hands down, bar none. Do you publish? I'll bring a ClickFunnels example up. Russell's often said, I mean, I remember when they started turning ads on for ClickFunnels 2 years in. I don't know how many thousands of users they already had every month going. There are so many ways to get traffic without spending money on ads. So many, like a dizzying amount, blinding amount of ways. And it's been fun to actually now use that as somewhat of a criteria for the health of a company that we go by versus just me saying it to someone who's brand new and be like, hey, you got to publish. And they're like, okay, but what do I sell? And I'm like, just start publishing. You'll probably be guided. You know, they're like, okay, but like, what kind of funnel should I build? I'm like, too early. Don't even think about it. Just start publishing, you know? And for those of you who are like, absolutely not, I will never be an attractive character. That's fine. But you're still going to have to earn your way in or buy your way in terms of distribution channels. So that's been a huge focus of the types of companies that we've been getting and grabbing is, have they built any kind of distribution on their own? What kind of access do they have to other people's distribution channels? Have they ever done some kind of big marketing campaign or launch of what we would call in our market, the traditional style launches? Are you willing to be an attractive character? You know, it's like dot-com secrets books circling all the way back around again, asking them, hey, do you do these basics? And it's been cool to see how many of them actually do. And they make tons of money because of it. And then they're like, I really don't know what a webinar script is. And you're like, you make this much money and you don't even know what a webinar script is? Oh, it's because you're doing these other things. That's right, duh. That's why I keep saying that. You know, freaking publish, get a Dream 100 list, start doing, even if it's one thing a quarter to just reach out and create a relationship with, that gets you on the map. That pays in dividends years down the road as you keep going down this game. Don't look at the clock. If you got to make money now, that's fine. Keep making money, but play the long game in this stuff. And it's amazing how far you actually go with it and how much it pays off in the end. And it's fun to watch how that's been affecting the conversations that we have when we're like, maybe we should give you a lot of money and then we'll buy you. You know, it's more than there's a lot of ways to get paid in building a company, and selling a customer a thing is one of those ways. There's a lot of others. And a lot of them are things that I'm ignorant to, which is why I've got, you know, some really good partners that I've partnered with to go do this with. And I'm the equivalent of the marketing underwriter. And I'm not going to announce all the stuff we're doing, but you'll find out as I go here. Anyway, get back to the standard. Remember that internet is about traffic. Sales is about traffic and eyeballs. It's all about attention getting. If you can get attention, oh baby. Not that you have to create new attention. You can align with existing attention. What is everyone already talking about right now? It's kind of like those YouTube channels that are reviewing popular movies. They're just aligning with popular movies. That's aligning with attention. They're not making anything really that new. They're reviewing it, and they get all this. They're not amazing like at creating new marketing story, but they're amazing at marketing and that they step into existing stuff, you know? So just think of ways to create noise. Good, appropriate, sales-based, marketing-styled noise, you know, if you can't do that at all. the companies that I look at that are like, we've never learned how to get traffic outside of paid ads, and so we're completely dependent on Zuckerberg. I just have very little hope, and I don't even care if they got Suave on a camera. It's like, you haven't built a distribution channel. And funny enough, I'm looking at that just as much as I'm looking at their P&L, just as much as I'm looking at their financials. It's not just the P&L that I'm caring about. I'm looking at how big the channels are that they've built, because that means I can go do my launch styles to them and flip that company around, you know? But if they don't have them, it's like they either have some freaky amazing financials or some in with ads that is going to be in a market that never goes out of style. Anyway, hopefully that brings some context on some of the things I've been talking about. I am obviously on the beach right now. I'm in Mexico, and hopefully the episode is not too loud in the background with that. But it's good to just disconnect for a bit and reassess everything you're going through. Still work. I mean, we're still working. I've learned a lot about myself in the last 2 years. So much. A lot of you have noticed. Thank you. But I need a lot of play time. I had a guy tell me once, he's like, you have insane amounts of output capacity. But if it is not balanced, the way I typically work is I have a lot of output capacity in short periods of time. And then periods where I don't have a lot of output. And I used to like super judge myself for that. But the amount of output that I do when I'm in flow is monumental. But if it's not constantly counteracted with little burst times of just play and nothing, man, I'll get warrior. You know what I mean? I turn into a jerk. So no, learning how you work matters. I think this is a season for hustle, but I will always work hard. But I'm learning how I work and how to kind of fit that into my day-to-day. So anyway, a lot of fun lessons. A lot of Sales Funnel Radio is going to start turning into lessons like that too. So anyway, I got a lot of fun stuff to share with you guys. Cool epiphanies as I'm kind of back in the chair here and feel a lot of flow. All right, guys. Talk to you later. Bye.
Hey, if you weren't aware, SteveJLarson.com is my hub for all things that I'm involved with. If you want more traffic, offers, funnels, launches, content, leads, or if you'd like some consulting, actually, if you even want to rent our studio for your challenge or event or have me on your show, it's actually all on SteveJLarson.com. There's also a contact link, of course, and we actually call that page type that you'll see there a hero funnel, or I call it a PR funnel, because it highlights all the common PR questions. Now, I only bring that up because this is a show called Sales Funnel Radio, but that's what you'll see when you go there. If you're not sure where to start in this internet marketing world, SteveJLarson.com has a list of great resources and education links for you. I even have a little Easter egg Atari game that I paid someone to make in the footer called Funnel Heroes. You'll see it there at SteveJLarson.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.